Amen. Amen.
Line unmuted.
We have one more minute.
Line muted. Line unmuted.
For people to get on. Amen. What?
Amen. See,
check it out. Yeah, I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I could live no other way. Stupid told I'm living now on an A. Now I done seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this ain't nothing if he comes in a business. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in a missing shot.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
I love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall, you were left, but I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do, I do. No one could fill you up, oh, we got you covered.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
Amen, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hello, beloveds, and welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Alexandra Cole, and joining me today is Kendra Cole. Come on in, get comfortable, and get ready for a blessing and some spiritual praying and praise. Thank you for joining us today. So let's get to it. Let's go. My Lord and Savior, put this on my heart to pray with and pray for the masses. This COVID-19 virus is getting us ready for more to come. It's giving us a chance to slow down and get things organized and orderly with the Lord. This prayer line started as a result of the Holy Spirit telling me that this virus...
Line muted.
We need to be putting on our spiritual armor and getting back to Bible, the Word. So let's pray together and stay together. Amen. And in the word of God, stand on his promises and pray our way through this pandemic as one. Lord Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We come before your presence and ask for forgiveness for anything we've said or done, not in your will or your way. We repent and we position ourselves for prayer, breakthroughs, blessings, and healing. We come before your promise with the sweet aroma of prayer, and we ask that you hear and accept these prayers as a sweet offering before you to heal the land. Amen. So thank you guys for joining us today. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and kick it off with Sister Kendra with the poem of the evening. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. And giving all glory to Father God, thank you, Jesus, for another beautiful, blessed day. Giving all glory and honor to God. And today's poem is titled, The Very Thought of You. Jesus, the very thought of you, when sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far your face to view and in your present rest. Voice cannot sing nor heart can flame, the memory of him we find. A sweeter sound than your blessed name, by love God gave mankind. The hope of every contrite heart and the joy of all the meek, to those who have fallen, how kind you are. How blessed are those who seek. Those who find him finds his bliss that no tongue or pen can show. The love of Jesus is all that is, for none but his loved ones knows. Jesus, our hearts to only thou, knowing what our prizes will be. Jesus is our King of glory, now and through eternity. When once you visit my heart, then your truth began to shine, while earthly vanities depart, that kindles your love divine. Jesus, light of above and below, your font of living fire, surpassing our earthly joys we know, and all we can pray for and desire. You alone may our tongues confess your wondrous love we adore, making you themselves inflamed to seek you more and more. You, Son of God, may our voices bless you who we love alone and forever in our lives express the image of you alone. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys for listening to my poem, and it's called The Very Thought of You. Amen. Now we're going to be turning it over to Alexandra. Okay, so I'm going to share with you guys one more poem. So this one is called My People Know Me. My people know me. They long to look upon my face. My people know me. They know my mercy and my grace. They gave their life to me and received eternal salvation. They gave their heart to me and do not fear damnation. They spent their time yearning to know more about me. They spent their lives learning from the word that sets them free. My people know me, and on that final judgment day, they will receive their rewards and will hear me say, welcome, good and faithful servant, who in this world turned to me. They will not hear those dreaded words of, go away, I never knew thee. My people know me. They have listened to hear my plan. They have sacrificed their lives to follow the great I am. People know me. Are you one of mine? Come and follow me before the end of time. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. So I hope everybody having a good day today. Today is Friday, and I know towards the end of the week is when people start winding down and start, you know, getting their plans together and figuring out what they're going to do. So we just thank you guys for coming on the line right before the weekend, because we know that's a busy day for everybody to come on Friday. But we just thanking everybody to let your friends and family know that we come, that we are 3 o'clock our time, California Con, a solid yours. And so our first year anniversary is coming up, May 1st. So we've been off for 1 year, so we thank God for that. Like we said, this is our first time doing a prayer line, and God just told us to go ahead and do it because of the COVID, because a lot of people you know, are feeling down. A lot of people need hope, you know, to keep going. Because this virus, when this first happened, and even since now, this they've said a lot of people, you know, they didn't know what to do, who to turn to. For the people that's unsaved, now the people that's saved, they know who to turn to. But we just thank God for our prayer line. We just thank him for blessing our prayer line. And he kept us going strong for a whole year. So mm-hmm. we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the prayer line. We thank you for the one-year anniversary that's coming up, which is May 1st, for keeping us on for a whole year. For us, this is a blessing, you know, and this is a testimony for everybody just to keep going, because God is going to guide you, and he's going to show you. Because if he didn't want you to do it, you wouldn't be on here. So you wouldn't be doing it. You know, God is not going to put you in a situation that he's not going to bless or he doesn't want you to be in. So we just thank everybody for tuning in and coming in to Solid the Earth and letting your friends and family know that we are on Fridays at 3 p.m. So now we're going to turn it over to Sister Alexandra. Thank you.
Line unmuted.
Sister Kendra. Thank you, Sister Kendra, for that. Amen, amen. So today's topic is Eve's deception. Amen. So how did this world we live in get to be such a crazy place? And will 2021 be as crazy as 2020? Will it be filled with slaughter of innocents and nations bombing each other? Let's see where all this started from. It had to start somewhere. So we're going to go back to the beginning. It started in the Garden of Eden when the serpent tempted Eve and Adam, and they yielded. Before that, perfection was everywhere. The ground was easy to till. No one hated anyone. There were no murders, no power struggles, no jealousy, no envy, no financial resources were plentiful. And Eve and Adam communicated each day with God himself. But that world didn't stay perfect. It started to get crazy when Eve succumbed to the serpent's insinuation that God had not been fully good to her. The Bible says that the serpent was crafty. You ready? That the serpent was crafty. He was sly. He was shrewd. And he was conniving. Genesis 3 and 1.
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field.
I can't hear you.
Which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, ye have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden.
Eve was naive, trusting, unaware, and susceptible. She was, in a word, gullible. They were, Eve and the serpent, sitting and talking and eating, and this serpent exploited the situation. And then he asked Eve, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? So Eve didn't want to appear ignorant. Okay, so she knew things. She was smart and capable, but she would correct him. After all, hadn't God said that Adam was to rule over all the animals? So she told the serpent, we may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but yes, this tree we must not eat from or even touch it, lest we die. So the serpent replied to Eve, there is one thing you need for your life to be complete, and God is keeping it from you. And she suddenly thought, now why did God restrict Adam and me from this tree? That wasn't nice of him. God's refusing to give me the one thing that I really need for my life to be complete. I see now that God isn't as good as I thought he was. I wonder what else God is keeping from me, because he doesn't want me to be happy. So Satan lies to us or similar. They often begin, God hasn't given you what you need to make your life complete. Your husband should make more money. You should have a husband. You should have a better husband. You should have received the promotion at work because you are qualified. You shouldn't have to raise these kids practically all alone while he travels all around for business. As Eve thought about what the serpent had said, she began to long to eat the fruit. Yes, the fruit of that tree looks so delicious. I imagine that it is the very best fruit in the garden, better than fresh oranges just picked and eaten, better than homegrown peaches bursting with juice. And look how beautiful it is. I like to look at it, and I'd like to hold it in my hand. Perhaps I can paint a picture of this perfect fruit. And now I know it will make me wise. I'll know all the things God knows, and then I won't have to learn from him. What a good thing it would be to eat this fruit. My life will be complete, and I have to have it. Yes, I'm going to eat it. That was the allure of sin. Eve saw the truth. She understood what to do to satisfy her longing. She believed that her life would be complete if she ate that fruit. But she was wrong. The serpent pounced. She never saw it coming. And he tricked her with his lies. The Hebrew verbs for took, ate, gave, and show is a rapidity in her decision. Once she thought she knew the truth, she acted quickly, and she involved her husband in her sin. Adam knew it was wrong to eat the fruit, but he ate it anyway. He was not deceived. He wanted to fit in. He wanted to experience what Eve was experiencing, and he wanted to know what God knew that he didn't know. So his longing for the fruit overcame his good judgment. He knew it was wrong to eat the fruit, but he listened to the voice of his wife. It's certainly not wrong for a man to listen to his wife, but it's very wrong for a man to listen to his wife when he knows she is deceived. After they ate the fruit, even Adam realized the seriousness of what they had done. They knew they were sinners, so to cover their shame, they made clothes out of fig leaves, fig trees. Fig trees grown well in Southern California. We have fig trees out here. So they went head on and made this garment they put on in their fig fashion, Adam and Eve, and they hid from God. They hid in their daily work among the trees of the garden. They were now crazy people living in a crazy world, and they had to find a way to make life bearable for them. But God, loving them, was not content to leave them in their lead. He wanted to restore them to the relationship to himself. So he searched for them in the garden. He called to them until they responded to him. First he called Adam. Where are you? Did God know where Adam was? Absolutely. But Adam needed to respond to God. He had to answer God or the encounter would have ended right there. And he did respond, and with honesty. I heard you, but I was afraid because I'm naked and sinful, and that's why I was hiding from you. So God asked more questions to help Adam deal with what he has done and to acknowledge it. Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you to eat from? Adam, brave fellow, he was promptly blamed God and Eve. The woman that you gave me, she gave it to me. Finally, he admits his sin, and I ate it. Those four words. Began to free Adam from his sin. Admitting wrong is the first step towards repentance and redemption. And to Eve, God said, "What is this you have done?" Eve answered honestly, "I was deceived. The serpent deceived me and I ate the fruit." By asking these questions and by Eve and Adam's truthful answers, God graciously began to provide the way back to him. Acknowledging their sin was the first step out of the sinful place they found themselves. Then God provided a way for Adam to make his life bearable. He gave him two things, productive work and a promise of hope. His work in the garden would be laborious. The soil would be as hard as rock. Dry patches and weeds would appear. It would remind him that he had chosen to walk away from God's requirement, but it would be productive. It would yield a crop. So the promise of hope is that though they will die, as God said, Eve's labor of childbearing will eventually produce the one who will have ultimate victory over Satan. Genesis 3 and 15.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
It turns out a woman's childbearing will have a further benefit. It will guard her from future deception. In the New Testament, Paul wrote to Pastor Timothy, Adam was not the one deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and became a sinner. But women will be saved by childbearing if they continue in faith, love, and holiness with propriety. 1 Timothy 2:14 through 15.
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. If they continue in faith, in charity, in holiness, and they continue in faith, in charity, in holiness,
severity.
Sorry, guys.
Amen. Okay. From what are women saved by? Childbearing? Deception is the topic Paul is addressing. Childbearing, by the actuality of its process, has the ability to keep women grounded in reality. The opposite of deception. 9 months of pregnancy is stressful for many women. Childbirth is painful for most, and child rearing is fraught with pain and joy for all. So the process of childbearing can prevent a woman from living a life of fantasy or unreality or deception, if and only if she continues in the disciplines of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, love for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit and other people, and holiness with propriety, righteous living with self-control. Next, God provides for them clothing, soft and warm, not scratchy or buggy, fur and leather, clothes that cover them and mask the sense of loneliness and need they discovered with themselves upon eating the fruit, clothing to cover their shame. We too have eaten the fruit because Adam and Eve did, and because we wanted to. That's why this world is filled with crazy people, just like us, crazy people. We're selfish, we're self-centered, we're self-serving, wanting our own way, hard to please, easily offended, grumpy, and even greedy. We think well of ourselves and ill of others. We long for a deep relationship with God, but lack the stamina to turn off the TV and read our Bibles. We're afraid of the dark and afraid of the future. We fear being poor and getting Alzheimer's, and we're just normal, ordinary, everyday people, but crazy people who make our own lives hard and bother those around us. We live in a crazy world with crazy people. And 2021 will be more of the same. So the only solution to living in a crazy world with crazy people is to deal with ourselves, with our sin. Sin leaves us with a bad conscience, a feeling in the pit of our stomachs. that something is wrong, an uneasiness that won't go away. And that's why Jesus came. He came into a sinful world, but he chose never to sin. He looked at sin and turned away every time. He never chose to indulge himself in selfishness, grabbing attention or power, inappropriate anger, or broken relationships. He always chose righteousness. So today, he offers that choice to you and me and to every person in our crazy world. He offers us righteousness, not based on anything we have done, because we are crazy people living in a crazy world, but based on his perfect sinless life and his death on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, he offers us two things: to forgive our sinful self, making us pure enough to be fit for heaven, and to forgive us day after day as we walk through this world. Knowing Jesus doesn't mean we will never sin and be crazy again. The disciples who followed Jesus certainly sinned every day, but it means that we know who to go to confess our sin and to ask him to wash us clean and to begin to make us less crazy. Because there is an old hymn that says, though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and pardon for me. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, oh sinner, come home. So Jesus is the answer to this crazy world in 2021. Amen. So right now at this time, we're going to go ahead and have a selection, and we'll be back with some prayer bullets. So get ready for the prayer bullets that's coming after this selection. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. We fall down, but we get up. Oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down, but we couldn't stay there and got up. Say now,
we fall down,
but we get up again. Oh my, we get back up again. But we can't stay there. Let the seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we
fall down,
but
we get back up again.
We fall down
sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that.
We
rise back up again.
For
the matter what you've done,
you can get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
No matter how far you fall,
get back up again.
You can get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on me.
Get back up again.
Get back up again. Oh. Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
Get back up again.
He's waiting on.
Get back up again.
Arms open wide. Run to his arms.
Get back up again.
Run to his arms.
John 2:1-4. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him. And if we keep his commandments, he that said, I know him, and keep not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking about sin.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that we sin every day. Jesus is our advocate. He's the Father. That's why he died on the cross. Jesus is the righteous. So when Jesus died on the cross for our, when he took on the cross, when he died on the cross, he took up all our sins, not just the people that are saved that's in him, but also for the people that's in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people in the world, they don't know that, if they don't know Jesus, or if they never heard Jesus, or they might have heard of Jesus, they don't know that the Lord already died for their sins. They just have to find out. You know, they have to just come to Jesus. And it's already been done. It's already been done in the name of Jesus. When he died on the cross for us, he died for our sins. So the people in the world, they got a bonus. They, you know, they already got, Jesus already died for their sins. All they have to do now is just get introduced to Jesus and to accept him in their heart. And accept him in their mind, you know, and to get to know him. So Jesus already had laid the foundation. He already laid the work. For people that don't know now, we're talking about now, in the now, because God is in the now. Jesus is in the now. So for the people that don't know him, they don't even know that Jesus already died for them, died for their sins. You know, they might feel like Jesus might not accept things that they have done in the world, but they don't know that Jesus already died for their sins. All they have to do is just accept him. So that's an easy gift. That's an easy free gift in the name of Jesus. So now we turn it back over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Thank you for that, Sister Kendra. Amen. It says, we do fall down, but we get up. We do not wallow. We do not stay on the ground. In the name of Jesus, he wants you to get up because we will fall. We are human. Amen. We are not perfect. So we will stumble. We will fall. We will lose our way. We will slide back into the world because the world is inviting with all that sin, and everyone wants to be a part of it. Amen. But we can't. Because once you get to know Jesus and know how sweet he is and know how he has performed in your life and has been there for you like no one in this world, way we mess up, but we got to get back on our feet. And the Lord, the body of Christ, is here to welcome you back into the fold. Don't let Satan come and whisper in your ear and let him tell you, oh, no, we got something going on over here better than what you're doing right now. Because look what they're doing. They having fun. They ain't caring about Jesus. They doing their own thing. They make their own future. You know, they, so they don't have any riches. They enjoying life. They have a best life. You know, it looks inviting, but don't fall for the devil trick. Because all Jesus want to do is upgrade you. Just like Beyonce told Jay-Z she was upgrading her. That's all he wants to do to you is upgrade you. Take you from the sin and put you and take you from death and bring you to the light. Bring you to life. He is life. He is the light. He is light. The people that know the Lord Jesus are in sin. They are in darkness and they are enjoying themselves. Doing what they want to do. They live in their best life. They doing all that. But none of that has anything to do with Jesus. So until they find Jesus, they ain't living in the Old Testament. They still living in darkness because Jesus has came, and he's not coming back to prove anything to anybody. His work is done. He died on the cross. He is done. So we have to bring the people from darkness over into the light. And upgrade them. Those that want to be, that want to come into the light, and want to come into the light. Amen. So they will come on this side where God's people are and learn his ways and learn his requirements of us. So we are having the best life really on this side. Yeah, it might be a little restricted, but God said, nobody told us that it was going to be easy following Christ. There is a price to pay, but we are willing to pay that as children of God. We are willing to pay that because he went on the cross and he paid the price for us. So therefore, we belong to him. So when we do what he says and come back into the fold, then we are promised eternal life. The people in the darkness are not promised eternal life. They're just living their life. And once their life is over, it's over. They're not seeking God. Once their life is over, it's a wrap. They're done. But for those who want eternal life, you want to really see everything that Jesus said in his word, in the scriptures, in the living word, then keep on living and stay on this side. Stay on the side of the Lord on the right-hand side. Not on the left, but on the right. Just like Jesus is sitting on the right-hand side of his Father. So we want to be on the right-hand side of Jesus. Amen. So we do fall down, but we want to get back up. We not go stay down there on the ground and wallow or, oh, Father, I can't get up. Oh, yes, you go get up because he give you power and strength to get up. Amen. And so we know this world is getting harder and harder to deal with, but we know that we have his living word that lives in us, that's rooted and planted. So when we lose our way, what we need to do is get on the phone and call each other. We need to go to the Word. You know, we need to have people that we can talk to. We need to meditate on the Word. And we need to know that the Lord has never left us. He has not left you. So don't let the devil come into your mind frame and trick you and say, hey, you can leave a little while. You can do this. God, you know, God will forgive you. You know, you can just do it and just pretend and then it'll be okay. And you, no, don't let the devil deceive you like he did Eve in the garden, because he's still speaking to us today, and he's speaking harder than ever. Harder. and he's getting a lot of people, and it's not taking a lot of effort. All you got to do is turn on the TV. You see how sin is rapidly jumping from person to person. That's really not that person. That's that sin, that spirit. We're fighting spirits. We're not fighting the people. The people that are in darkness are unaware of the things that they're doing. They know what they're doing, but then they don't know why they're doing some of the things that they're doing. But they're just doing it because they have no covering. So if they don't know about Jesus Christ and they're living out in the world, they have no covering, then they're, you know, victims of Satan. Satan can get them easily. They have no covering. So if they want a covering and want a relationship with the Lord, what they need to do is come to the Lord. And if they got to take baby steps, that's fine. But as long as they know that they're coming to the Lord, because the more they stay in the darkness and sin, it's going to be harder for them to come out. But the Lord calls each and every one of us. Some of us here are calling and we come. Some of us here are calling and we keep going in sin. And sin is like a credit card. You can do so much sin and so much sin and so much. You rack up so much sin and guess what? You out of here. Because Jesus know you not go change. God know you not go change. He done gave you warnings. He done did everything to let you know that he's here. He's available. He's waiting on you. But he's not going to make a promise to you that he's going to keep you because he has showed you signs over and over and over. You were in an accident. You could have been killed, but somebody else was killed, but you still live. You got a broken arm or a broken leg. You was in a situation. You was out shopping or somewhere. Somebody was shooting bullets. The bullets missed you, and they didn't hit you, but they hit somebody close by you. You know what I'm saying? Or anything. You know, anything could happen where you were spared. You were spared for a reason. But you don't look at it like that. You look at it like, oh, I was lucky. No, you were not lucky. There is no luck. Jesus kept you for a reason because he wants you to know that was him that covered you. That was him that shielded you. So you need to find your way to know that that was Jesus Christ. You need to find your way to him. If that's through a Bible, if that's through a church, whichever way, you need to find your way to him. If you want to live again. If you will give him the same chance that you give in the world, you give in the world, you are here trusting people that don't care about you, don't care about the world. They're doing everything out here under the sun that most that Sodom and Gomorrah did and more now. They taking your kids. They taking advantage of your kids. They got your kids thinking that they're supposed to be gay. They're doing all kind of things that's out of whack with God's order. And it's not lining up. And they're continuing to get people and souls, and it's so easy. And those people wallow in that until they're up out of here, and it's too late. Because once you die, you can't, when you die and on your way to hell, you can't say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I didn't mean that. You have to do it while you're here. You have to do it while you're on this planet, still breathing, walking around looking. You can't pray for yourself after you're gone. It's too late. Amen. So you have to know that. So right now, I'm going to go into prayer for everyone on the line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want you to touch each and every one online, Lord, because we're about to pray for them in their situation. No matter what situation they're in, Lord, I'm asking for a breakthrough. I'm asking that you break the yokes right now because this is a daily battle. This is a spiritual battle. Every day we are faced with these demons, these spirits, and these things that are not of God, and they come into our life. But we're asking you right now, Lord Jesus, to protect us from all that, to be our hedge, our covering, and watch where we go, and let our spirit and our senses and the Holy Ghost in us warn us of things that is not of you. So in the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, listen to me. I am the ambassador of Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am the apple of God's eye, the captain of the Lord's army. Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself is my brother. He is the lily of the valley, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the rose of Sharon, the ancient of days, the Alpha and Omega, the captain of our salvation, the eternal rock of ages, the mighty man of war, and greatest lion of the tribe of Judah. I am God's hammer. The anointing of God is upon me. Amen. And right now at this time, I am asking you guys to repeat after me. Amen. Be correct. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I strongly believe.
I strongly believe.
That for me.
That for me.
That for me.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Because I believe in Jesus' name.
Because I believe in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Say it again. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I strongly believe that for me.
I strongly believe
I strongly
that for
believe me.
Me.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Nothing shall be impossible.
Because I believe in Jesus' name.
Because I believe in, Jesus,
I believe
name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I bind all of you hindering demons.
I bind all you hindering
demons.
I command all of you.
I command all of you.
I command all of you.
To stand still.
To stand still.
Stand still.
As my prayers get to God.
As my prayers,
as my
get,
prayers
to God,
get to God.
Without any hindrance.
Without any
without
hindrance.
Any
I command you.
I command,
I command
you.
To remain chained.
To remain chained.
Remain chained.
Until after the rapture.
Until after,
until after the rapture.
The rapture.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Heavenly Father.
Heavenly
Father.
I know you cannot forget me.
I know you cannot
know you
forget
cannot
me.
Forget me.
For I am the work of thy hand.
For I am the work
For
of thy
the
hand.
Work of thy hand.
Answer my prayers.
Answer my prayers.
Answer my prayers.
And let my joy be full.
And let my joy be full.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Heavenly Father.
Heavenly
Father.
Cause my life to come into me.
Cause my life to come into me.
To come into me.
Cause my life to come into me.
And my work.
And my work.
Work.
My business.
My business.
And all that belongs to me.
And all that belongs,
all that belongs to me.
I command every organ in me.
I command every organ,
I command every organ in me.
To be functioning fine.
To be functioning
fine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
in
name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. So go over some PowerPoint. Amen. So the Lord wants you to open up your mouth and confess and tell him. He wants to hear your prayers. And your prayers need to be close to scripture. And when he hears that you're praying these prayers, he's going to fight for you. He's going to immediately start fighting for you. You should start seeing some changes. Amen. Whether you come on here and tell me or not, God is going to start moving in your life. That's his promise. These are bullets to fight these demonic spirits and to keep your life covered. Amen. And to fight your battle. Amen. Because at night, when we sleep at night, at 12 o'clock at night, all the dark, the kingdom of darkness really comes out. And they go to people's homes while they're asleep. People have bad dreams because the kingdom of darkness come out, go into homes of people that are not saved, and they enter into your mind, and these people have bad dreams, and they see themselves having accidents. These are the things, these spirits are calling on your life when you're asleep at night in your bed. Amen. So people don't know that, but these spirits come visit you at night when you have bad dreams, and they calling out your life. You might have a dream about an accident where you were in a car and you had an accident and you got killed. Don't accept it. Don't accept that dream in Jesus' name. That's the devil. He done planted a seed in your head, and now you're scared. What you do is you pray on it and you send it back, and you do not accept that. Amen, because the devil is trying to take your life. So I just want you guys to stay encouraged and remember that we are here every Friday, and we will be going over prayer bullet points with you to fight this battle. Then nobody said it was going to be easy. It's not going to be easy, but we're going to say these prayer points every Friday, and we're going to continue this battle. Amen. We are going to continue this battle with these spirits, because this is a spiritual warfare. This is not personal. This is spiritual because it's between the Lord and the devil. And he's trying to get as many souls as possible. He don't want you to be covered, so it'll be easier for him to get to you. And he will work through your family. He will work through your friends. He will work through your best friend. He will work through anyone that's close to you. So don't think that he can't get close to you. Anywhere where, any place where there's good, evil is present. Anywhere there's good, evil is present. And he's trying to figure out how can he get closer to you. So don't think he's not. So in the meantime, the Lord is opening up doors. He's moving in your life, and he's glad that you're opening up your mouth and you're saying these prayer points because we need this. Like I said, this is a spiritual battle. We need this over our life. And we don't get this in a regular church. We don't have a pastor that go over these prayer bullets with you because we all need this. That's the reason why the church is sick. We don't have powerful prayers like this that target the enemy. We need to target the enemy and what he's doing because we know what he's doing. But when we do these fluffy popcorn, cotton candy prayers, not specifying anything, sometimes your prayer may go amiss. You have to hit your target. You have to know what target that you're hitting. Amen? So if prayer is good. Any prayer is good. But when you're in a battle, you have to know what who your target is. Amen? You have to know what your target is. And you have to aim. And when you aim and know what your target is, then you can go to work. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So do we have any praise reports or anything from anyone? Do we have any praise reports? Because I know God is working in people's lives. Do we have any praise reports? Amen. Any change? Because I know I've heard one of the brothers online that I know that the Lord is working with him. And another brother that I feel that the Lord is working with. Amen. So does anyone have any rapport or change that they want to go ahead and share with us? Okay. No one has any prayer report? Okay. So for the two young men that's on the line, I do believe Brother James is on the line. So, Brother James, you have a change coming in the name of Jesus. Just stay strong. You have a change coming. And I can't tell you when, but you have a change coming. Okay, so you Amen. Hang in there. Amen. Brother Darrell, you definitely have a change coming. You don't realize Amen. It, but the Lord is opening up doors for you. And if you want that job, I heard you talk about that job. If you want that job,
Amen.
That job has your name on it. All you have to do is open up your mouth and let the Lord know you want that job. And if you don't want that job, he got something else for you. But if you want that job right there that you are interviewing for, it's yours. It has your name on it. It has your
Amen.
Name on it. All you have to do is open up your mouth and claim it. That's all you got to do.
That's
nothing
right.
else. Just open up your
Jesus
mouth
name.
And claim it. Amen.
I thank God last
Amen.
Night. I got a full night's sleep. I woke
you
up
did?
This morning at 7. Yeah, I got a full night's sleep. I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning.
Amen.
Closed my eyes a few more minutes, and it was 8 o'clock. And I said, well, thank you, Lord, because I feel good.
Amen. Look at God. Look at God.
Amen.
Amen. So that job is yours for the taking. If you want that job, it is yours. Amen. Anyone else? Because the Lord is coming. He is coming for those who open up their mouth. Just open up your mouth, amen, and say these prayer points. The Lord is there for you. He is kicking down doors. He's on your side, amen. He's on your side. He's here for you, amen. Anybody else that has any change that they want to let us know that the Lord is working in their life? Because he's not through. He's just now getting started. Amen. He's not through. He's just getting started. Anyone else? Okay, so if there's not anyone else that want to at this time, but sooner or later, you'll volunteer easily. So flow out your mouth. God's been so good to you. You ain't going to be able to contain it. And I want to be right here to hear you when it comes out because it will be coming out. Right. Amen. Amen. So believe that. And today, Lord Jesus, we ask that we are all in agreement, that you have heard our prayer points and that you have heard our prayer, and that you know that we are looking for a yoke to be broken and breakthroughs. In Jesus' name, we're looking for blessings. We're looking for answered prayers. We're also praying for those that are sick and in need. We're praying for the homeless. We're praying for family and friends. We're praying that more people will come to you, Lord Jesus. We are praying for the sick, and we're praying for our president, that he makes good choices and better choices, and more for the people. Amen. We need more for right now, Lord Jesus. We are also praying for all these police stops. Amen. We know the devil is riding the boys in blue, and a lot of people's lives are just being taken for no reason, but we know that's the spirit as well. So, Father God, we ask that you break those spirits, because they're taking people's lives for no reason, just because some of them are just nervous. I don't know if it's target practice or they getting another notch on their belt. I can't say more, but you know everything and you see everything. So, Father God, I ask that that you stop them from killing these people just because, or they're afraid. Amen. So I'm just asking you, Lord, to stop this. Stop. The bloodshed is too much. It's a lot too much every day. Every day, 3 to 4 pulled over. Most of them are getting shot for no reason. Their life is cut off before it's time. Lord, I'm just asking you in the name of Jesus, can you please, Lord, please. It's too much bloodshed. It's too much. In the name of Jesus, Father God, please hear, and answer. Lord, we have to stop this in the name of Jesus. We have to. And, Lord, until you give us a prayer, we're going to continue to pray on them boys in blue, because they are killing the people. They're not serving and protecting. They're killing. And they're killing because they're nervous, scared, or illy trained. We don't know what it is. But they're killing men. They're killing women. They're killing kids. To stop, Lord. This is a lot of bloodshed. It has to stop. So, Lord, we're going to keep this before you. Amen. We're going to keep this before you, Lord. And we know that you have the answer to everything, and you handle it in your own time, in your own way. But we're asking you, Lord, please. That's a lot of bloodshed. It's a lot of bloodshed, Lord. So we ask that you continue to work with us. Lord, we continue to pray with you. And we just want to thank you for another blessed day, for being in our lives, for opening up our eyes this morning, protecting us physically and mentally. Amen. So if there is no other order, we want to thank you for coming to the salt of the earth today. And we also want to thank everyone that's been on here, and the Lord is moving in your life. And if the Lord isn't moving in your life, he will be moving in your life. Just keep coming back. Because his promise is his promise. Not my promise, but his word. His word is the living word. And whatever he says, he does. I am a witness here to tell the world. Whatever he says, he does. He has never failed me. And I know some people may not never say it, but he hasn't failed you either. Either you didn't ask, or you just, you know, some people just let things flow. But if you want your life to change, you have to open up your mouth, and the Lord will hear, and he will listen. Amen? So we're here, the salt of the earth, we're here to uplift you, encourage you, to pray with you. Amen? And we just want to thank everyone for coming online today, and we're going to go ahead and end the session today, and we look coming back Friday. We also have the revival. Sister Valencia, are you there?
I think she's already
Oh, she is? Okay, Prevost, go ahead and tell about her revival.
Yeah, we have a revival running. It was last night, tonight, and tomorrow night. Tonight, Sister Valencia will be hosting. I will be giving the word, and tomorrow night, I'll be hosting, and my wife will be giving the word. And the theme of the revival is watch yourself. The theme scripture is Luke chapter 17, verse 3. So that's tonight at 9 o'clock Central Time. That's 7 o'clock California Time.
Amen.
Oh, and the number is 516-666-9967. No access code. 516-666-9967. Thank you.
Amen. So we thank you for that. We thank you for that. And I see Pastor Paige has joined us. Amen. Thank you for joining us, Pastor Paige. Amen. Would you like to have a word before we close, or could you do the closing?
No, you can go ahead.
All right. Thank you. Anyway, again, so I thank everyone for being online. I'll see you guys next Friday. Don't forget, we have revival. We have revival later on. It starts at what time again? It's 7? Is it 7 California time?
Yes, ma'am. 7 California time.
Okay, 7 o'clock California time. So everyone on here, you're more than welcome to join the line. I'll be there. You should be there because we need more, as much word as we can get. Amen.
Gotcha.
Amen. So I will see you guys on the other line at 7 o'clock, and we want to thank everyone for joining us. And remember, God loves you, and so do I. And we're going to go ahead and be dismissed in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, and the word of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If God is for us, who can be against us?
You guys have a beautiful weekend.
You guys have a beautiful weekend. And we're going to go out with this song right here. Amen. See you next Friday.
Pray for me. I don't need gravity for tears to fall. You can keep your fancy words and colored lines. Nothing super spiritual, not this time. Just pray for me. Cause judging me's not helping me to grow. Pray for me. See the wrong I've done, I already know. Will you love me if I'm dirty and I've lost my way? Till the blood has washed me white and I'm no longer gray. If I don't meet your approval, will you let me stay and pray for me? Pray for me. Lord, lead us not into
I hear the world crying.
Pray for me.
They're saying don't talk about me. Don't judge me. Just get down on your knees and
pray for me.
We want to be greater. We want to be stronger. But help us, please.
Pray for me.
The only way I can make it through the day.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all.